Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Hey girl, I am so excited that you're here. Today's episode is juicy and it came directly from a message that I got on Instagram. And it was essentially a woman who said, "Keish, I really want to do this thing, but I don't know how." That was the first line of it. And then we went and, you know, we're chatting back and forth. And I love this topic because how holds us back from doing so many things that we want to do in our life. And here's my take on it. You can tell me how to ride a unicycle and I can understand fundamentally what I need to do, where I need to place my feet and that there's a certain amount of balance that's required and where my butt needs to sit. Like, I'm a smart, capable person. I can understand the how, but until I actually grab that unicycle, put my butt on it and start pedaling, understanding that there's a very good chance that I'm going to fall on my face, I'm never going to know how to do it. I'm not going to actually know how to balance it my way. Because even if the best unicycler in the entire world teaches me how, they've put their reps in order to get that good. And I haven't done it yet. So how in the world could I know how until I actually start and get that clarity and belief in myself that comes from action? Right? And I think another way to think about this is we have a podcasting course with SheGo's company. And we teach women, the 20 women that join our course every single month, everything they need to know about podcasting from idea to launch in 4 weeks, how to create content. We talk about niche. We hold them accountable. We have weekly calls. They get to get connected to me, my fiance, Sina, to the community of the women that are doing it, like all of it. They get so much attention from each other and from us as the course creators. But until they actually hook up their mic and they feel their heart beating, right? Like so nervous. And you've got to choose to label that fear as excitement instead of as like wanting to pee your pants, right? Because you're starting to think about the fact that somewhere in the world, someone that you don't even know could be listening to your podcast. They could be listening to your podcast while they are naked in the shower. You might be naked in the shower right now. Like, if so, toss your loofah in the air, girl, because we are here for this. But truly, until you actually are doing it, you can't really know how, right? Even if fundamentally you understand the steps, that's when you start to actually feel the fulfillment that comes from doing that thing. But if we get too caught up in the how, just visualizing the actual action, and we choose to stay stuck, we're never going to get there. We get so caught up in the, but I don't know how, and we choose to start, but really that doesn't even make sense to me. How would you know how to do something that you've never done before, right? Even when you're given a step-by-step roadmap of exactly what you need to do, you still have to actually do it to accomplish that thing, right? And there's this secret sauce that comes in when you essentially take responsibility, like you take full ownership that you actually have to want to learn how. The skill of learning how to not know exactly what's coming next and being a sponge who can learn and also really understand that the prize is in the process. The real reward is the person that you're becoming in pursuit of the goal or that thing that you want to do. And all of those baby steps along the way, that's not time that's wasted. That's preparation so you can handle it when you get there, right? Like all of the knowledge that you get learning how to be a podcaster, it's preparing you with tools in your toolbox. But ultimately, until you actually do it, you won't accomplish that goal, right? And when you learn the actual skill of being able to learn how to do something your way, right? Like that deep understanding, that failure and stumbling and the doubts that come in are not actually the opposite of success, but they're actually a necessary stepping stone to get you where you want to go, you're going to have so much more joy in the process. You're going to have so much more fulfillment as you're chasing goals in your life, and you're not going to stay stuck waiting for the how, because you understand that you're going to have to take it step by step. And this is essentially an extension of a concept that I've been talking a lot about on social media and on this podcast, that easy robs you of proud. You often want it to be easier, but in reality, anything that comes handed to you on a silver platter, you're not proud of. You're not super excited about, right? Just like if you were given step-by-step instructions and then you accomplish that thing, you're not feeling like you really put the work in to accomplish that thing, right? And I've been thinking a lot about this concept as our collective community grows. And if you're not familiar with The Collective, it's my global personal development community that I developed for women like you that love the style of Empower Her podcast, but want to deep dive more with personal growth content. You get access to a Netflix style platform for videos around monthly themes. You get way more connection to me with video chats that we do, like happy hours and coffee chat Q&As. We have a community Facebook group. We also bring in two guest speakers in the personal development space. This month, we had an Enneagram expert, Sarah Jane Case, and Trent Shelton. And I've been thinking a lot about this community and how it's growing and how I'm growing simultaneously. And if you're interested in joining The Collective, by the way, registration is currently closed at the time that I'm recording this podcast, but definitely jump on the wait list. You can go to KeishaFitzgerald.com/The Collective, or even check the show notes. Or if you're driving down the street or you are actually in the shower, after you jump out, shoot me a DM so you can be the first to know when you're able to actually get in, which is going to be on July 1st. Okay. But the point is, I've been thinking a lot about The Collective and how it's developing over the last 6 months since I started this company. And gosh, what if I would have waited for someone to tell me how to start a global personal development community for women that are obsessed with growth? If I would have just been sitting there waiting for someone to give me step-by-step instructions, I would have never started, because first of all, communities like this don't exist, and it's developed in real time as I'm just taking the next best step along the way and listening to the community and creating what they want to be a part of. And I keep thinking about women that I adore. Maybe even this might resonate with you, that like we're getting into this habit of hesitating and waiting to feel ready or to feel like we know how, but we are grown ass women. We don't need a permission slip from anybody, and we don't need a manual with step-by-step instructions of how to do the thing that's on our heart. We just need the first step so that we can start and get more clarity through action. And the other thing that happens when we're just waiting for someone else to tell you how to do that thing that you want to do is you miss out on fulfillment in your life and potentially some really epic ideas that could bring you joy in your life and a lot of other people joy in their life. Remember that your life and what you choose to do is also a testimony of what's possible for that woman out there that's watching you, those kids that are watching you, those people that you're connected to. So it's important to understand that other people's experience, right, are proof that it's possible if they've done that thing that you want to do. And taking advice from someone who's already done that thing that you want to do and like asking them for guidance, or for example, I mentioned the podcasting course, like that's amazing. That's helpful. You might get to skip some steps, but that doesn't substitute for the fact that you still have to take responsibility for the how. Right? Like sometimes we're getting so stuck in this waiting, exact step by step, you know, how process needed, that we forget that when you do that thing with your remix on it, because no matter whose prescription you're following, no matter whose step by step manual you're following, right, you can still look at things through the lens of saying, yep, this worked for her, and that's awesome. I'm going to take some of her advice, but I'm going to do my take on it, my interpretation of it, my chicka-chicka remix, right? Please, girl, don't rob yourself of the opportunity to see success and fulfillment in your life simply because you refuse to take responsibility that even with the best damn map on the planet, even with all of the understanding in the world, the how comes from action, right? I could read every single book about riding a unicycle. I don't know why I'm using this example. It just popped into my head, right? I could read every single book about how unicycles are made and why they were made and who are the best unicyclers in the world. But until I get on the unicycle, I'm not going to learn how to ride it. Right? Going through life with this curiosity lens and thinking, okay, maybe I don't know how yet, but what if I could come up with the first step? That is my secret sauce. And Steve Jobs has a quote that says, you could only connect the dots looking backward. And that's so true, right? Like we often take the first step. Or, you know, let me give an example of this actually. Like think of yourself like a car. You turn on the engine. Because it's so hard to move a parked car. So maybe you just need to actually take that first step to turn on your engine. You want to be a better leader? Go first, right? And then figure out the how as you go, because that's what's going to help people join in on your mission. People are going to admire your courage and you're going to figure it out as you go and you're going to get better along the way. You're going to kind of suck at first. That's how we all start. Right? Like you want to feel more fulfilled? Start trying more things on for size. Because even the things that you try and you know, you don't know how to do them, but you try and you kind of suck at them or you fail and you realize that you don't actually want to do it or that it didn't work out, that still teaches you what didn't work. That still teaches you what you didn't want. And that's a really powerful lesson too, right? And if you're like, okay, Keish, I hear you, but I want some juicy steps to success. Give me the roadmap. I get that I shouldn't need a roadmap, but I want one. Okay, here you go. Keep it simple. It's common sense, but because we can be our own worst critics, it's not always common practice to just apply these three steps for success. Step one, pick the first step, right? Like I'm a big fan of deciding one thing that you can do to help get you closer to that goal on your heart within the next 24 hours. I've called this in previous podcast episodes, the 24 hour rule, right? You can't run the marathon tomorrow unless you're in like crazy good shape. If so, cheers to you, girl. But you can sign up for the race if the goal of running a marathon is on your heart. Right? You can't land your dream job tomorrow, but you can search on LinkedIn for other jobs. If you don't love the job that you're in and you feel like you're stuck, but you're not taking action, go see what other jobs there are, right? And then you can start that first step in the next 24 hours by actually researching and submitting your application somewhere, right? Or redoing your resume. And you can't have the perfect marriage tomorrow. In fact, you can't have the perfect marriage ever because that doesn't exist. But you can't have your version of a perfect marriage tomorrow. But maybe there's a tough conversation that you need to have with your significant other about how to improve your marriage because it matters to you. Step one is picking the first step to get the ball rolling, to get the car moving. So you're not just sitting on the sidelines in your parked car wishing that you knew how to start it. You know how to start it. You just got to pick the first step so you don't get overwhelmed. And then step two, try that first step and see if it helps you feel like you're making progress and starts you moving in the right direction. See if it works. And step three, if step two didn't work, tweak it and try it again and then rinse and repeat for forever, ever. I told you this wasn't going to be rocket science. It's common sense, but it's not always common practice because we just make it so complicated because sometimes we think that staying comfortable is comfortable until you know that it's not comfortable anymore because you need to make a change. And here's the thing. Along the way, I would challenge you to squash those conditional statements and sub in some situational statements that will actually serve you. Create some stories about the process that are actually going to serve you. Label the space between where you are now and where you want to go as something that actually serves you, like exciting, like room for growth rather than overwhelming. Right? Like we often say things in such a conditional way when we're starting something new, right? Versus a situational way. For example, we say, I'm not a runner. So then we don't sign up for the marathon. We say, I'm not a good manager. So we don't apply for that management role. We say, I'm not in a happy marriage. So we decide to throw in the towel and not work on our marriage versus if we subbed in situational statements that serve us better. I'm working on becoming a better runner. because I'm training for the marathon I signed up for. I'm working on my management skills now because my career trajectory is taking me to a management role and I'm so excited. I'm working on prioritizing my marriage and date nights and real conversations and having tough conversations with my significant other so I can develop alongside my significant other this exceptional marriage that I've always wanted. Those are situational, right? And remember, girl, at the end of the day, the process of getting it wrong, of stumbling, of doubting yourself, of asking yourself like, ugh, is this ever gonna work out? Am I ever gonna get there? Those things are so normal, right? And if you feel like you're always getting it like quote unquote wrong, remember that's a massive component and necessary requirement on the path toward getting it right. So girl, you are right on track. Cheers to that. Sometimes we don't think that we're right on track, but you are right where you need to be. You just got to keep going. Try that thing. If it works, awesome. Keep going. If it doesn't, tweak it. Try again. Rinse and repeat. Please don't be the only thing standing in your way. You've got this. I'm rooting for you. Again, if you want to be on the waitlist to jump in the collective, it's a global personal development community for women like you and I that are obsessed with growth and doing it together. KeishaFitzgerald.com/the collective or slide on into my DMs. Of course, I always love to hear your input on the podcast. I always love guest suggestions or topic ideas. I'm not doing this and recording it by myself in my Britney Spears mic just for fun. I'm doing it to connect with you. So as always, thank you for being here. Thank you for being on this growth journey with me. We are in this together forever. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.